to the Shockley Marketing Minute with your host, Ricky Shockley.
Welcome, everybody, to the Shockley Marketing Minute. Today, we're going to talk about on-page optimization at the most basic level. So if you haven't taken care of this most basic step when it comes to your SEO efforts, you're probably missing out on website traffic and potential leads for your business. So to get started, what I'm going to ask you to do is to go through each page of your website and select a keyword that you think people would be looking for associated with each page. So if you're a personal injury attorney, for example, your homepage is going to be optimized for the search term personal injury attorney, where you might have a separate page on your site for being an accident lawyer specifically related to that area of your practice. So think about those keywords as they relate to each page of your site and go ahead and map those out. So after doing that, we're going to follow this simple formula to optimizing your website pages. So perform a Google search if you don't know how to do this already for how to set up your page title or how to set up your meta title. And if you're using a specific platform like WordPress, where most websites are built, you can add that to your search as well. So how to set up your meta titles for WordPress, for example. And that'll show you how to actually go into your website's backend and make the changes that I'm recommending here. So after we've selected those keyword targets, we're going to take the keyword target. We're going to take our primary office location or the service area location and our brand name. We're going to combine those to create our meta titles. So an example of what that might look like here. So keyword target plus primary location served and then your brand name. So I used an example here, Public Adjusters in West Palm Beach, Florida. Horizon Public Adjusters. And that meta title is really important for search engine optimization, and it's actually the title that's displayed to users when they're performing a search. It shows up in the search results associated with your web page. So we're going to use that exact same information that we used in the meta title for each page in our page headings. So the first heading or the first bold text you see on a page, we want to make sure that that information that we put on our meta title is reflected there as well. So to continue this exercise, what I would recommend doing before you start is perform a Google search for the keywords that you've outlined in correspondence to your location. So personal injury attorney, West Palm Beach. Perform a Google search and track where you currently rank, what your current search ranking positions are, what page and what position on that page. And then after you make these small changes to your page title and your page heading, I'd ask you to check back in 2 or 3 weeks and leave a comment on our blog here if you see results, because we've done this for a lot of businesses, this simple step, this most basic level of search engine optimization, and we've produced really incredible results for a lot of clients just based on this. It's not enough for everyone. For a lot of local businesses, though, it can make a big difference. So for more on this topic, you can visit our blog, bit.ly.com/onpagemadeeasy. That'll show you a slide presentation here associated with the topic we talked about today. If you have any questions, you can leave them in the blog comment section there. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you next week on the Shockley Marketing Minute. Audio Jungle.